World, what is going on? Hey world, it is Ryan Lewis here with another episode of Ryan Out Loud, and a very special episode of Ryan Out Loud. This is a new format. This is it's new. Same platform, same host, same show, all of that, but just some new. And let me just explain, okay? For the past year and a half, I have been doing Ryan Out Loud via thanks to Anchor. Anchor has been a platform where I have been able to put my voice out there, use the tools that they have provided for creating Ryan Out Loud, creating my podcast, and sharing with the world. Okay, they make sure, you know, like it gets distributed through Spotify, Apple, everywhere podcasts are available for streaming. But now, moving forward, Ryan Out Loud will be a part of Bizarre Daily News, okay? And I will post the link, my website, my email, where you can contact me. I'm very excited. I am nervously excited. And this episode is where I just reintroduce myself, okay? Technically, this is season 3, episode 2, but I am just reintroducing myself to the Bizarre Daily audience, News Daily audience, the new listeners that have been, you know, coming in. I welcome, okay? I always say the original name for my podcast was Random Ryan because I'm just so random. I can go from one topic to another topic. You know, I'm just all over the place. I've been trying to work on that, but I'm 31. So it pretty much is what it is. You're getting what you're getting. Okay. No. I want to give special shout outs, of course, to, I feel like I'm accepting an award. Okay. You know, I want to shout out Bizarre Daily News for giving me this new platform to express my voice and to just talk and to expose listeners to the amazing talent that I will have on the show. Thank you, Sultan. Thank you. Okay. I don't know what to expect. I know good things. I expect good things, but I'm nervous. And thank you for being major supporter, and believing in my vision for Ryan Out Loud. I thank you so, so much. Dexter, shout out to Dexter. Thank you for this new blossoming friendship, workship. I can't talk, but you know what I'm trying to say. It's just going to be a beautiful, beautiful experience. And I am so excited. And shout out to Martian Ready Productions. I hear they are young black, and they attend Howard University, or they attend it. We'll figure that out next episode. But they're black, and they're part of this new adventure with Ryan Out Loud. Ryan Out Loud is expanding, and I'm so excited because let me just explain to you what Ryan Out Loud is. Ryan Out Loud, for those who are not familiar, this is a podcast that I created. It is a safe space for black queer creatives, okay? Because, hello, I am a black gay man. So this is a safe space, okay? I have made amazing connections with so many independent creatives, music, whether they're influencers, singers, writers, rappers, all of the above. I have made a connection via Twitter. Shout out to Twitter and Instagram. So a lot of times moving forward in future episodes, you will be hearing from them. I hope to play their music on this show. I want to expose them and have people, and I will be mentioning I'm going to mention them soon in a little bit here, podcasts that you guys should absolutely be checking out in addition to Ryan Out Loud. So yes, I created this. Ryan Out Loud was formed overall, it started out, I never knew my original goal for Ryan Out Loud. I knew I wanted to talk, right? I knew I wanted to somehow be a voice. I'm a regular man, black man. I have experiences, some that I have not talked about, but now I am older and I'm like, who's going to check me? Because I can talk about things and share my experiences. And also I want to use this platform to take in information from others, take in experiences from others, learn from others, just build an ecosystem. Like my favorite podcast, The Friend Zone. Shout out to The Friend Zone. I doubt if they listen, but shout out to Dustin, Fran, and Asante, because they state their ecosystem, right? Supporting and showing love. And that's just what I want to do, my own format of that. And there will be so many collaborations, features on Ryan Out Loud coming up, and I can't wait. You're going to hear from, and the thing is, yes, I want influencers and, you know, rappers, singers, writers, music, you know, talking music, talking about life in general, but I want regular people, okay? I know a lot of dope ass regular people with some experiences that has changed my life, my perspective on things. And that can also do that for you listeners as well. So that is going to be a thing. And also what I'll be doing, I will incorporate question threads. Some of my favorite podcasts that I listen to, they do question threads. And I love it because I feel like it keeps the interaction. It keeps it a little spicy, a little razzle dazzle, you know, like it just adds to the element, adds to what makes this podcast a podcast flow. So next episode, I will be posting questions on my Twitter, and I will be sharing them. Hopefully, don't let it flop, y'all. Do not let it flop. I will be posting, and in the next episode, I'll answer a few, not all of them. I mean, if it goes like that, so that if you follow me on Twitter, y'all. Rated Ryan, RatedRian on Twitter and Instagram. That is my where you can find me, where you can contact me, because I want you to send me DMs, send me your music, send me whatever I should be listening to, watching, whatever you want me to talk about. I will do it, okay? Just DM me, talk to me. I'm nice. I am very nice. I love people. So let's communicate. So yes, originally, you know, Ryan Out Loud was started as just a form of therapy for me to just talk about my feelings in life and my own opinions about things. Not everybody will agree, or, you know, they have to agree, but it's me. It's my experiences. Nobody can tell me about my experiences, tell me how to live and tell me how I lived and tell me what I believe and what I should believe in and all that, you know, all that stuff. Okay. Yes. Bear with me, because I'm trying to stop cursing. I was talking to Sultan about that. Side note. Yes. I'm trying to learn. So I said, you know, put the rating on for the kids. I don't, you know, kids, because, you know, sometimes it just slips up, especially if I'm passionate about something. So, yes. So, you know, like I said, this episode will not be long. I just wanted to kind of reintroduce myself. And let me just stay. I talked about the podcast, but let's talk about the host. Let's get into Ryan, okay? For those, again, who have not tuned in, but they're new, you know, listening to me now. See, to get comfortable, because I'm very nervous about this new platform and, you know, more listeners and just only claiming good things, because it's just going to, Ryan Out Loud is going to explode. Okay. Get used to hearing my voice and even seeing me soon. You will see my face. You are going to know my name. Okay. Ryan Lewis, remember. But first of all, let me just introduce myself. My name is Ryan Lewis. I am 31 years old. I reside here in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I was born in Washington, D.C. I've been up here since I was six, but I spent a lot of summers. My mother's family, we live here in Pittsburgh, in Manesson, small town called Manesson. But, you know, Pittsburgh is what everybody knows, because Manesson's like small. But shout out to Sintown, Sin City. Anyways, so I always claim DC still is my second home. My father's side of the family is from there. I spent numerous of holidays and summers there with my father until I was 13, until his untimely passing. So that is always my second home, actually somewhere I've been thinking about moving, but right now Charlotte is my future home. I'm claiming that. So a little bit about me. I feel like I have a different outlook on life. I feel like you can never judge anybody. I've been judged. I've been teased. I've been made fun of a majority of my life, and I'm not bitter. Was I angry? Maybe. Yes. But I'm not bitter, because it just makes you stronger at the end. And I just refuse to dwell on negativity. Yes, bad days exist. They happen. I have them. Yes, we all have them. But I try not to let it consume me, because if it consumes you, it's just not good. And yes, it happens. It just happens. But it's not the end. In due time, in your own time, in however long it takes, you will be okay. It will be okay. Might not be the best, but it will be okay. And, you know, but it will get better. I am a firm believer in that. So, you know, me and my outlook on life, you know, music is everything. That's why how it ended up being this platform, because I love talking about music and different, you know, favorite artists and just all of the above, you know, TV shows. We can get into TV shows, just in general, just different conversations. Just teach me. I am here. I am a learner. I like to learn new things. So that is just, I take in different perspectives from people. Whatever, anything. Just lay it on me. Let me soak in your energy. And yeah, so that's pretty much me. Here in Pittsburgh, I'm with my mother, my grandparents. It's just us, and they are my family and my friends, my small circle of friends. They are amazing. They know who they are. I work in banking, and I'm looking to expand. And when I say expand, I want to tap in more to my media side. You know, I want to do music a little bit. I used to sing. I'm not a professional. I'm not claiming to be, you know, Usher, Beyonce, or, you know, nobody, you know, or Brandy. You know, that's just not the move, you know, but for me. But I like music. I love hearing it. I love taking it in. I love the lyrics. I love, especially when you can relate to it. Oh my God, when you feel it, you hear a lyric and it just hits you right in your chest. I remember what did Beyonce say? When you get the feelings, just a pin. No, that's not even what I'm trying to say. But just that part, when you get the feeling, just feeling it, you know, that made no sense. Forget I even said that. see, told y'all I just start talking. But you know, I pour my wine, right? Pour my wine so I can get comfortable, because I'm nervous. I don't know why. And I've been doing this podcast for a year, but this is different, right? This newness, that's what the Rob Milton said, the newness of Ryan Out Loud. And this is exactly what it is. It's a new chapter. It's a new chapter of Ryan Out Loud. And I'm excited to do this, you know. But yes. So I'm also writing a book. I'm writing a teen fiction novel. Sort of as much as, oh God, rambling. My young adult novel, teen fiction novel, is a love letter. It is Black, it is gay, it is a love, a upbeat, I don't want to say a love story, but a love story in some sort, in a way, a form, in a form, of, in a sense of, oh God, I can't talk, but I'm, you know, but it's a love story, you know, it's just about this young man coming into his own, knowing who he is, standing firm in his beliefs and what he, you know, who he is and his beliefs, and not letting anybody take that away from him. And it's a part of me. And it's a story part of my life where I wish I had that voice at a young age. You know, I didn't start accepting who I was being Black. Well, no, I've been Black since the day I was, you know, that's never been a question. I love being Black. I didn't come into my own with my sexuality. I couldn't accept it for years. And in my late 20s, I was just like, who cares? Nobody's paying my bills. Nobody is taking care of me. I take care of myself. And why should I care about what anybody thinks about me or who I love, who I choose to love, and which will be a Black man, okay? Let me just make that clear. Anyways, so yeah, so I've stepped into my 30s just being unapologetic about who I am and what I believe in and just love more. You know, life is so short. I've dealt with a lot of loss in my life. And, you know, like I said, life is short. So I just want to spread love, encourage, and just be a voice of just knowing that it's going to be okay. Because I'm, like I said, I'm a regular guy, but, you know, you'll know when my days are just not it. And I'll be honest. I will be honest about how I feel because I don't hide or sugarcoat anything at all. That's why I'm like, I think that's part of the reason why I'm nervous, because I'm like, I speak my mind. I don't want to get in trouble. I don't want nobody coming after me to, you know, hashtag get right. No. But yes, yeah, so that's just, you know, this is just setting the tone in more of what's to come with Ryan Out Loud. So, like I said, this episode is not going to be long, but I can't end it without giving a shout out to my village. Okay. I call it a village of people, and I feel like I'm going to forget someone, and forgive me if I do. Just know I love you and I thank you for your support. And when I say village, I mean like this, these are people I want you to check out. Okay. Podcast wise, right? First of all, let's give a shout out to Stevie Derrick. Okay. Stevie Derrick is a part of the LGBTQA+ podcast called Him Podcast. He's phenomenal. And what he does with indie artists, you know, indie artist spotlight, he's exposed me. He is part of the reason why I have a revamped, you know, and tapped into the Black queer creatives, making Ryan Out Loud more of a safe space for Black queer creatives. Because what he does is just phenomenal. And without him, I don't think I would know a lot of the artists that I've come across, a lot of the, you know, connections that I've made because of Stevie. So Stevie, if you're listening, I love you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And please check out his podcast with his co-host on Him Podcast. Okay. Check that out. Let's see. What's next? I should have wrote things. I should have written things down, but I'm so horrible at writing things down, which is another learning experience, because I'm going to do better with that moving forward. So there's another individual and podcast I think you should listen to, and it's returning. It is called Cheap Therapy, and it is hosted by my friend Derrickus and his friend Lexi. Just check them out. They're revamping. It's just like, it's, you feel like you're listening to two of your friends just sharing their experiences about love, life, family, love, life, in between music, you know, this and that, putting you on to different Black businesses, and you are going to laugh. Like, I kid you not, the episodes from their first season, it's hilarious, like hilarious. And Derrickus is one of we are newer friends, but he is a good friend. He's so supportive, and I will do anything to make sure that you notice, and just check him out. Check out Cheap Therapy on all streaming platforms where you can listen to podcasts. Check out Cheap Therapy. And I'm going to do three. I'm trying to do three different podcasts every episode or every often, or, you know, like I said, I'm trying to get better with writing things down so I can remember, you know, what to talk about, because I will forget and somebody will be mad at me. So don't be mad at me, because, you know, just let me know, like, hey, you want a shout out? DM me. Maybe we can work something. No, but yes, work with me. My third and final podcast to talk about, I think you guys should listen to, Tales of a Late Bloomer. Tales of a Late Bloomer, a podcast by the Mikey T. King. Yes, Michael T. King. I call him Mikey. But shout out to him. You can find Mikey on all on Twitter at Chill Mike Chill. And let me just say, we've probably been in touch or became friends in the past like 2 months, 3 months ago, maybe. I don't know. Time just flying sometimes, but he is amazing. He oozes nothing but good energy. And I kid you not when I say that, like, it's just nothing but love. He shows support. He just encourages, and just talking with him, it just makes your day. It makes my day. And I love interacting with him. I truly do. I'm like, I've told him, I'm like, listen, I feel like I've known you forever. Like, he's just amazing. And you will hear from him soon on Ryan Out Loud. He will be on here. Actually, if you don't know, now he does. He will be on here a lot of different times. So expect that. Expect to hear him. But check out his podcast, his experiences, and how he talks is just you feel it. You can relate. He's relatable, and he's just a beautiful human being. Mikey, when you listen, if you listen, I love you. Thank you for your support. I surely appreciate it. I can't even express it. Like I said, if I'm going to eat, you're going to eat, okay? Because y'all need to check out Tales of a Late Bloomer. That's all I have to say on that, and on Mikey. Shout out to Mikey. But yeah, that's the three podcasts. Him podcast, Cheap Therapy, and Tales of a Late Bloomer. Check them out. Give them some strings. Share it on your social media. Get into them, okay? Because you don't want to miss out on that, on the good, all that good stuff. So, in closing, and also, you know what? I'm gonna do. This is not even a podcast, but I need you guys to go to your Apple Music, right? Go to your Apple Music and stream and type in "Glitter on Fire." Glitter on Fire is a EP from the icon, future icon in the making himself, Warren Dumas. Warren was on my show on Ryan Out Loud last season. Check that out. You'll find it. When you scroll, you'll see it. He's amazing. He is amazing. And his EP is just, it is so good. It just feeds your soul. He is somebody, I say, if Prince and Beyonce had a child, music love child, you would get Warren Dumas. And you can search him up on YouTube and watch his video, was his first single, To You. It's just so good. And you are in for a treat. Almost cussed. I'm trying to stop cursing. A treat. Just get into Glitter on Fire. And next, okay, the next artist I'm going to talk about is my friend, and he was also on the show, the one and only Rob Milton. And Rob Milton he's based in Atlanta. You are going to search him up. His album, All Boys Cry, is out. And Rob was on the show. He will be back on the show because I want to talk about the songs from track by track. I want to go dissect it, talk about what was going through his mind, the moment he wrote it, when he recorded it, how he felt afterwards, all of that. That is an upcoming episode of Ryan Out Loud. Check out his his album All Boys Cry is so relatable. He makes music that just hits you, okay? And your lyrics, you just feel it. And when I can feel it, I'm sold. Like, I can't wait. I want to experience him live. I will experience him. Him and Warren, them are my two. I have other artists that I am obsessed with, and you will hear about me talking about them soon. And matter of fact, actually, I will be sharing a playlist, a Ryan Out Loud playlist, hopefully with every episode. I'm going to try and keep that up. So if you're an artist, you're listening, and you're on Twitter, follow me at Rated Ryan, R-A-T-E-D, like I said at the beginning, Rated Ryan, Rated Ryan, okay, let's get it, Rated Ryan, R-A-T-E-D-R-I-A-N on Twitter. Find me, follow me, DM me, talk to me, interact with me. Let me know who I should be listening to and checking out, because I will talk about them on my podcast, and trying to figure out a way to even play the music, because these artists that I know and I support, they deserve to be heard, because let me just be honest, a lot of them are putting in a lot of work and showing your mainstream artists, putting your mainstream artists to shame. Okay. That's all I'm going to say. And that is it for this reintroduction, this episode of Ryan Out Loud. I thank you guys for listening, and let's buckle up, because it is going to be an amazing ride. I can't wait I can't wait for you guys to listen, to give me feedback, email me, whatever. Tell me what I'm doing wrong. Tell me to shut up. Tell me to go longer. Tell me I need to be shorter. I don't know. You know, just talk to me. Interact with me, and it's just going to be a beautiful ride. I can't wait. I'm excited. I love you guys. And remember that Black lives matter, Black queer lives matter, Black trans lives matter. You know, we matter, okay? We matter. Y'all be safe, and I send nothing but love and positive vibes to you all.